United States Treasury Department presents Get Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Anne Blythe. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Get Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds, presented by this station as a public service. May it serve as a friendly reminder that a secure future can be yours through the regular and systematic purchase of United States savings bonds. And now Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra open the show with his own arrangement of Temptation. Thank you, Harry Sosnick. And now we take you to Hollywood to hear our special guest, the lovely young star of Universal International Pictures, Miss Anne Blythe. She appears in an original dramatic sketch by Harry Lawrence titled The Fox and the Crow. And now here's Rod O'Connor to introduce the play.
Two 2,000 years ago, when a slave named Aesop told his fable of the fox and the crow, he didn't know it would help a lady in distress in the year 1949. Here's how it happened one dark, windy night.
Well, that's the building across the street. She lives in apartment 7.
I don't like this. Suppose something goes wrong.
I keep telling you I'm the boy's father. You're acting for me. All you do is bring the child here.
Yeah, but his mother's going to raise a fuss, ain't she?
Give her a good scare. She's afraid of tough guys. Just act tough. But get that kid.
Okay. When I bring the kid, I want the dough.
Oh, of course, certainly. Here's the key to the apartment. I see that light?
Yeah.
She's putting the kid to sleep in the bedroom. Now's your chance to get in.
Okay, start the motor. I may come back in a hurry.
Now, the sly old fox wanted that piece of meat the crow had in his beak. So he said, "Mr. Crow, they tell me you sing better than any bird in the forest. Oh, how I'd like to hear your beautiful voice." Well, Mr. Crow was so pleased, he opened his beak to sing. Down fell the meat, and Mr. Fox gobbled it up. Which goes to prove that you can accomplish more by flattery than by force. Did you like the story, dear? Oh, he's fast asleep. Good. Good night, darling.
All right, lady, keep quiet. Don't make a noise.
What are you doing here? Who are you?
Never mind. Do what I tell you. You won't get hurt.
What do you want?
That kid in there.
No. No, Ralph sent you here, didn't he?
Yeah. I'm taking the kid back to his old man.
Look, I don't know what my ex-husband has told you, but it's probably a lie. He'll double-cross you if he can.
I'll take my chances, sister. Get the kid ready. Is that one of the kid's books?
Yes. Aesop's Fables. I just told him the fable of the fox and the crow. Ever read it?
No, I don't go in for that stuff.
It teaches a good lesson that you can accomplish more by... Yes, indeed, a very good lesson.
Yeah, come on, quit stalling.
Are you sure his father will treat him well?
Yeah, sure, treat him fine.
Well, if I must, I must.
Now you're getting smart, sister. Let's get him.
All right. I realize you're just doing what you've been hired to do. At least I admire a man with nerve.
I got plenty of that.
Obviously. And you're a handsome brute, too. I'll bet the girls go for you.
They fall like leaves in autumn.
Naturally. Especially when you're all dressed up. That reminds me. Ralph left a brand new suit here. It cost $150.
No fooling. What color?
It's a gray suit. About your size. With stripes.
Stripes, huh? I like a suit with stripes. Where is it?
Oh, I shouldn't... But why should I give it to that heel? It's in that closet over there.
Oh, swell. I can use a new suit.
Over to the left, near the wall. It's right back there.
Hey, open the door.
Sorry.
Hey.
No can do.
Let me out of here.
You wanted a suit with stripes, you'll get one.
Let me out of here. You better open this door, lady.
Hello? Hello, police? Come at once to 415 East River Street, apartment 7. Hurry.
Come on, open the door.
Oh, the police are here already. Keep quiet in there. They might shoot through the door.
Okay.
It's me, Marge. I'm coming in.
Ralph, get out of here. Of all the nerve.
Wait, Marge, you've got me wrong. I decided to call it off.
Don't tell me you're ashamed of yourself.
No, too much risk. I'll tell Swifty. Where is he?
Well, he's in the bedroom hunting for the baby. But I hid the baby in that closet.
In that closet, huh? That's all I wanted to know.
Oh, Ralph. You don't mean...
Sure, I'm going to take the kid. I was afraid Swifty muffed this. Now I'll do the job myself.
You should have in the first place. I couldn't have fooled you.
I'll say you couldn't. In this closet, huh? I'll go right in and...
Darn tootin', you'll go right in and... Hey, there!
Look out! Look out! Look out!
Your flat foot up, beat your breast.
Swifty, don't! It's me, Ralph!
What the heck are you doing in here?
Have fun, boys!
Don't be a fool! Let us out of here!
Yeah, no, but I tell you what I will do. While we're waiting, I'll tell you a bedtime story. One day, Mr. Fox saw Mr. Crow up in a tree.
And now here's our lovely star for a curtain speech. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Anne Blythe.
As I played in today's sketch, I kept thinking to myself that the family ties, even those which mistakenly led to trouble, are characteristically American. Every American is proud of his family. Every American wants his family to have the best of everything. More than anything else, he wants them to be secure. He wants to have something set aside for those sudden emergencies which hit all of us from time to time. He wants a home of his own. He wants the children to have the best education he can give them. And as Americans, we have the opportunity to bring all these dreams into sharp reality through the regular purchase of United States savings bonds. That is why, friends, I recommend savings bonds to you as the best possible investment for a secure future for yourself and for those you love. They're profitable, they're safe, and they're available to you on an automatic basis through the payroll savings plan, or if you are self-employed, through the bond a month plan. Buy them for a bright tomorrow, and at the same time, become a shareholder in America. Thank you, and goodbye.
Thank you, Anne Blythe. And now here again are Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra as they conclude the program with a special arrangement of 3 o'clock in the morning. During the past quarter hour, you've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds, presented by this station each week as a public service. Our thanks again to our star, Miss Anne Blythe, for an excellent performance. Heard with her in the supporting cast were Gerald Moore, Will Tracy, and Rod O'Connor. Irma Glenn provided the musical setting, and the play was directed by Louis Graff. Next week, we'll have another popular star and more good music by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. So we hope you'll be on hand. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and reminding you to invest in your own future security. Buy United States Savings Bonds.